Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Hello everyone, it's Linda Ockwell-Jenner here again with another SBCN Small Biz Podcast. This is one of the benefits of the Small Business Community Network. We have been operating for the past 22 years. And basically we have some wonderful members, and one of those wonderful members who is, I think, has a lot of expertise in the IT industry and probably much wider than the word IT. And we've chosen this wonderful person to be our expert and host this show with me today, because he's going to offer a lot of tips over the next few months. So that wonderful person is Ashley Griffin from Griffcom, and he's also a Brit like me, so you'll love his accent. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Well, I'm very happy now you're around, because you've always cheered me up. You've always got something interesting to say. And I'm so glad that you were able to find the time. The last time we did this podcast video, you gave us an overall idea of who you are and what you do. And today, I believe you're going to give us some awesome tips on one of the topics you've chosen, which will help many, many of our listeners and followers.
Cool. Yeah. So today, I've been looking at a VPN, which is virtual private network. So that's the ability of connecting your remote devices back to your office to allow...
Who would use a VPN? You explain what it is, but I don't think I use a VPN. My IT people would tell me, wouldn't they? So what kind of people would use a VPN?
It's kind of ironic. It's actually the smaller businesses, normally below 5 to 10 staff. All businesses would use it, but the smaller that you are, the probably more important and the better reason you should be using it.
Oh, thank you. Sorry to interrupt you. Carry on.
So the idea of VPN would be to connect your device back to your office. This clearly means if your office is in the cloud, you probably don't need it or use it. If, however, you're worried about your data and your data is in your office and on your desktop PC, that's where you'd need VPN.
Why though? Why would we need it?
if you're sitting down at your office PC doing Word, Excel, and web browsing, and you may have a web portal for your work, whether that's insurance, sales, or realtor, when you're remote, you would need that data that's on your office PC.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
So if it's not in the cloud and it's not in Google Cloud and it's not in OneDrive, you don't have access to that. So VPN would be that secure connection from your laptop, your tablet, back to your office.
So I'm guessing for your clients, you would set this up, would you? You would make sure. Is this a physical thing or is this a virtual thing? Because I'm not very techie.
Yeah, the name doesn't help. It is virtual private network. However, it needs a physical device.
Okay.
So you have a physical device in your office. There is a small free client that's running on your phone, Android, tablet, laptop, Windows or Linux.
Yeah.
Or Mac. And they will connect, or they will initiate a connection back to that physical device in your office with a key.
When you say it's for security, does that mean nobody can kind of break into the work you do? Say you're working in a hotel, I guess you'd use it then, and then it would be secure. So if you've got, as you say, financial stuff on there, if you're, say, a financial guy, nobody could steal it from you and join, you know, break into the conversation or whatever it is you're doing on your computer. Is that correct?
And how that conversation's been rolling out in some of the business events I go to is they want to move all their office documents out of Google Cloud or OneDrive back to their office.
Oh.
They've, they've then realized, or they're doing that because of the security aspect of it. They've then realized that they can't get to those documents either at home if it's in the office, or vice versa if they're a client. Yeah, the client, it's so the software client that's on your laptop or your mobile has a key, and that will encrypt that connection back to your office. So yes, nothing can get into that connection. Anything you do can't be seen anywhere on the internet.
Now, I've heard the word encrypt before, but what does that exactly mean? Because I know once I was watching something about BlackBerry years ago, and somebody was going to try and break in to get the information about a bad person. But what does encrypt mean? Is it anything to do with that?
Yeah, so if you were to send a good example here would be if you were to type a password or anything on a website that is not encrypted, so that would be the HTTPS top. What happens is you just send that if you're searching for a laptop, you're just sending that word laptop across the internet as the word laptop. Encryption will take that word laptop and encrypt it, so it will cipher it and change that word.
Oh, that's clever.
When it gets to the other end, it's aware of what that key is and uses that key to decrypt what you've just sent.
Wow, that's so amazing.
Yeah, it does add a slight overhead to the traffic.
Yeah.
And it's between 10 to 20%.
Yeah.
But yes, that's how it does that. And at the moment, the keys used for that are not cracked. And they're all different. So every single one I deploy has a totally unique key.
So you do this for your organization then? This is what you offer your clients as one of the product services?
Yes. So we VPN would be looking at the process of how you do work. Where is your work? How do you want to get to your work? We would then be able to sell the hardware to actually allow that connection from your mobile device back to your office. And as you may have clued in here, the device is in your office.
Yeah.
The client is on your laptop. So that's why there's nothing in the cloud, technically. You own everything.
So do your people or you offer this service just in Canada, or, you know, is this something you can offer globally?
No, it is global. So if you have an office in Canada, in fact, one of our clients had an office in Canada and they had another one in Barbados.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, there would have been a line that runs between Barbados to Canada, the VPN line. The irony there is between those two points of offices, the connection between them was transparent. So you could get to data in Canada from Barbados and the other way around, and your PC and you were not really aware it was doing that.
I don't know what that means. What does transparent mean? I mean, I know what transparent means, but in this case, I don't know.
What it would mean is if you want to resource back at the Canadian office, you don't have to jump through loops and open web pages and go through portals to get it.
Oh, I'm with you. It makes it simple. It makes it a bit easier.
Yeah. So they, for example, they had phones in Barbados that looked like they were in Canada. Like on the phone itself, it had no idea that it was in Barbados.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So how long has VPNs as such been in service? Like, do these go back many, many years, or are they a new kind of thing?
It's at least 25 years. Oh, it's at least 25 years. It's probably 30.
Wow.
And if I go back, it might be before then. But, I mean, I was doing VPN in the late 90s for companies in the UK. So it's been around since then.
So it is something that is needed. It's secure, and you also offer it through your organization. Could somebody who couldn't maybe afford to hire somebody to do it, not me, I'm not good at this stuff, but could somebody do it on their own if they were a little bit good at IT stuff, or is it very, very complicated?
I'm going to say no, because everyone I've seen try to do it generally fails at it.
That's fair.
I mean, on paper, it's quite easy, but I'm wondering if I'm thinking it's easy because I've been doing it years.
Well, of course, because you're an expert at it as well.
Even with me, it is complicated. Even with me, I've sat down at client sites to connect the VPN up from the client side. And even though I have the details, it isn't working. I still need to have like the two screens in front of me here to be able to put them in each end to make that work correctly. So there is a process to it. Because of the security aspect to it, it's got to be done exactly, and you have to check both ends at the same time. That Once it's sense. Working, you generally don't have to touch them.
Oh, that's amazing. I've got another question, though. You said that you could be saying Canada and Barbados, but it looks like you're still in Canada or, you know, the other way around. Is that... And I don't really want to go into cybersecurity today as such, because I know we're going to touch on that at some point. But is that how, you know, when you see on the TV, there's a program and they are, I think it's on the TV, and what they do, they're tracking down these people who are in India, let's say, and they're scamming people in Canada and they look like they're in Canada. Would they be using a VPN to make it look like they are in Canada?
It's very likely they are using some sort of VPN method, I would think. Maybe not, because VPN, one end can't move, so your office doesn't move. If you're roaming around the country, like in hotels or on a cruise ship, you're moving. Your VPN has to connect to a point that doesn't move. So... No, I would say no, it's more trackable. So if a hacker's doing it, they're gonna be able to lock him down within 3 days because one end can't move.
Oh, that's very interesting. You see, this is why I think you have a lot of experience. You're very good at explaining it to people like me who likes it explained simply. And your clients must definitely love the fact that basically they are secure as anybody can be today, to be honest. Everybody has to say, well, 99% secure, otherwise, you know, I don't know, something bad will happen. So if a client doesn't use, if one of your clients isn't using a VPN and suddenly, you know, something happens and something's not secure, so maybe something got stolen from them, I don't know what it could be, some kind of content or something. Do they then kind of run to you or somebody else and say, well, I know I've already been compromised as such, but it's still worthwhile to get a VPN, isn't it, if they are moving around hotels and travelling a lot with the business, even though they've already been compromised once maybe, it's still a good idea to get a VPN, isn't it, because that will hopefully help them in the future.
Yeah, how I'm seeing it pan out today is not necessarily compromise of data.
No.
It's more client where the client's data is stored.
Oh, yeah, so, you said that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm being approached a lot by smaller businesses where they're using Google Docs, and they were normally how this conversation pans out is there was one client they wanted that was big that wouldn't use them because they were using Google Docs.
And so, did I read something that Google Docs wasn't as secure it should be, or is that my bad memory?
We probably don't want to go into it, but the contract you sign with Google basically says you own all of the details in there, but you give them the right to use it. And
okay,
if you delete it, they don't have to.
I'm with you. So that's a good point then. So maybe people are losing clients because they're using something like Google Docs. And in this case, they should be using a VPN because then they don't lose clients because they're more secure. So the stuff that people are interested in is on the computer, correct?
Yes, it's so you are actually, you nailed it. If you bring the data back to your office, your insurance company's happy, your client's generally happy. So to get into that data, you're going to need a VPN if you're outside. And if you're at home and you want to work from an office, the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure my business partner and husband uses one when he travels. And I think, I don't know whether I should admit this, sometimes if we're in a hotel, we VPN back into home so we can watch some other things on our TV that we can't watch on the TV in the hotel. I don't know whether that's a bad thing or a good thing, but... he's better at this than me. I wouldn't try and do it.
No, that actually, that I've had clients want VPN for that.
Okay, so it's not a bad thing. Yeah. So no. How do you see the future panning out for VPN then? Will anything ever replace it? Is there anything that's going to come up that's even better than VPN? Can you see into the future? It's okay if you can't.
No, actually, VPN has augmented. When it originally started, like 30-odd years ago, it was very proprietary. Like it wasn't using the same structure as a web page.
Okay.
It was totally separate from that, which means when you got to a hotel, they blocked it.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't want, you know, if you've got 200 rooms in a hotel and you're in Toronto, yes, you might want 200 business people, but you don't want 200 business people all using your internet.
Okay, yeah.
Like they're going to need the internet the size of the planet in supply. So what happened was they were blocking the VPN portal. And what they said was, if you're going to get a room that's going to cost you $200 a night, we're not going to allow you to use VPN. If you want that, you've got to spend $500 a night.
That's not right, surely.
Well, I mean, they can do it because it's their service. And what happened was, if you're in Toronto, 200 people, 200 rooms are all using VPN all over the weekend because they're all on a business meeting.
Yeah.
So what VPN did was they augmented it to something called mobile VPN. So there are actually two types of this. A line connection, so office to office, so Barbados to Canada.
Uh-huh.
That one generally is a background thing, and it's always up. And the boxes we sell, they check every 15 seconds.
Wow.
So if either end's not up in 15 seconds, it will initiate the connection again.
Yeah.
Then there is mobile VPN, and you'd use that on your laptop, your mobile device, your tablet, and that only initiates from your mobile device.
Oh, interesting.
So now that generally will use, we don't use those ports, but we could use the same port that a web page would use. So to the hotel, they don't know whether it's a web page or VPN, generally.
Sneaky.
Yeah. It was also to lighten the protocol up as well. So there was, VPN is very, I'm going to send you this, and the other end says, okay, when are you ready to send it? And you end up with this bat and ball going on. Mobile VPN took a lot of that out. Here's a piece of information. It's all encrypted. And when it got to the other end unwrapped it. There wasn't the two-way communication to drop the amount of traffic. So, yes, I think going forward, I don't think VPN will ever be replaced. Probably how it works. So the protocols behind it, how it's set up, maybe. I'll be honest, though. We've deployed VPN with clients that have wireless internet, and it was really awful. Like, you couldn't get a web page. It would time out, and yet the VPN worked flawlessly.
So it was the wireless network that was stopping it.
Wireless internet. The client, I said to the client, well, try it. If it doesn't work, you've got to do something with the internet. I put it up for a week, went in a week later, and he looked at me and went, oh, it's great. I thought he was being sarcastic, but no, actually, it was really good. So VPN is actually pretty good. It's very stable. It's secure. Nice. Works very well. And I've tested it. It does work from cruise ships.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we're going on a cruiser. You see, this is exactly what people want to hear, need to hear, because a lot of people might not know that their stuff on their computer is, you know, not safe. The other thing is, stuff that goes wrong costs the company money. And if you're a smaller business, you don't want to. It's a good investment, isn't it, for the smaller companies to come to someone like you and say, how much does it cost? Because I really want it. It's an investment versus, it's a bit like we have to have car insurance. If we don't have car insurance, you know, bad things happen. 10 to 1, we're probably not going to have an accident, hopefully, but we need that insurance. So I would say this is a good insurance benefit, the VPN. It's going to protect a lot of things. So once again, you've been absolutely wonderful and been patient with me, because I've asked a lot of questions, because there must be other people like me who are blonde and don't really know much about techie stuff. One word of wisdom or one sentence of wisdom you want to leave with us before I let you get on with your busy day, my angel?
I think you need to know where your data is. And when I say that, I mean you need to be owning the hardware the data is on.
That's good advice.
You don't own Google, your data probably shouldn't be in it. So
that could be another conversation, couldn't it, for another topic, you know, the other kinds of, it's not just Google, is it? There's lots of other things as well. That was so interesting. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And I'm sure you'll wow us again with our next topic. So have a lovely day and you take care.
Thanks. I'll see you soon.